This is Ted Kennedy. The latest firearms atrocities are generating new momentum for gun control. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you and the National Rifle Association probably think the Constitution gives citizens the right to keep and bear nuclear arms. How else do you explain your all-out opposition to gun control? No questions asked, gun laws are fueling the arms race and gang wars on streets throughout America. It's a scandal that we permit easy access to Saturday night specials, automatic weapons, and assault rifles of the kind used to gun down those children in their schoolyard in California. No one's proposing to interfere with hunters and sportsmen or the right of citizens to self-defense. But what's wrong with restriction on weapons that have no sporting purpose? What's wrong with a 7-day waiting period before a firearm is sold so that local police can at least check the purchaser's background for mental illness or criminal convictions? What you need, Al, is more Simpson horse sense and less NRA hogwash.
Ted, I too have been shocked, sickened, and saddened by the recent events involving use of assault weapons and automatic weapons. Who wouldn't be? But as deeply tragic as those events are, Ted, we can't allow raw emotion to sweep us into legislation that infringes on the rights of the average Joe. Most all criminals obtain their weapons through the black market. That's happening now, every day. And hard scientific data shows that a waiting period has not a bit of effect on lowering the rate of violent crimes involving handguns. This is an issue best dealt with by the individual states and communities. The people you represent in Massachusetts seem to accept gun control legislation. In Wyoming, it's strictly no-go. And in other parts of the country, your views just wouldn't sell. The long arm of the federal government just doesn't belong here. Let city councils and state legislators have their way. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congressional Pay. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.